With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh. Yo!
Happy Tuesday. Happy NLCS Drama Day. Happy ooh, opening ooh. Night in the NBA. Happy everything. Happy everything today. Happy 15th anniversary, Carlos Beltran, when you looked at that curve from Adam Wainwright and walked off the field. Happy anniversary. Big day for everybody, Mike Harmon. Everybody's got a day to celebrate today.
Well, you know, Beltran, part of some other storylines. Wainwright's still pitching 15 years later. I mean, it is a really strange world that we live in. And obviously, over the last couple hours, it's something we talk about all the time on the show, Jason. As we break down games in live and in living color, right? As you and I open the show, Boston up 2-1, fifth inning on the Astros. And so anything we say is framed as here's when we're saying it. Likewise, everybody that's a Dodger fan, Dodger hater, that decided to take to Twitter and start hammering every at bat, every pitching change, every missed call, whatever. It's all lives in that moment. It's a nice little vacuum. And then life still happens and things unfold. So people are, you know, coming back on, wow, I really jumped the gun. It's like, no, in that moment, you had hate in your heart. You got to let it out. You got to let it out.
Here's what's Dave Roberts' fault. I'm going to list everything. It's all no, Dave right. Roberts' fault.
Right. It just became this laundry list. I'm like, wow, I didn't know you got that many characters. And then you said, well, I guess it's not that many characters. It's just a lot of lines and a very long tweet that essentially, I think if I map it out, it just says blank you. But it's just that kind of thing.
I read on CNN that shelves are empty in stores across the country. It's Dave Roberts' fault. He didn't call in to get the trucks to get there with the new pallets and the new food. He didn't do it in time. It was awful. Everything is dead. And then suddenly it wasn't. All right, we'll get to opening night in the NBA in a second. But game three of the NLCS, everything you could possibly want. Yes, they played it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. You know,
the Lakers, have their opening night tonight. We don't want them playing. So let's put the Dodger game really, really early. So the Dodgers and Braves go at it in game three of the NLCS. The Braves up 2-0. A 2 o'clock local time first pitch here in L.A.
Yeah.
And it was all Braves. The Braves had great calls. Home plate umpire should have punched out Jock Peterson in the big in the Braves' big four-run inning. Didn't happen. The Braves wind up with four. They're winning 5-2 in the eighth inning, and you're thinking, this is it. It's the end. I got to write my the Dodgers obituary. This is a down 3-0. They're done. What went wrong with L.A.? What happened? What? And then the bottom of the eighth inning. Dodgers get two on. Cody Bellinger up. Cody Bellinger, who has stunk all season. He's been terrible all year. He had a big hit to beat the Giants in the one game.
Came up big against the Cardinals, right? I mean, all of a sudden, postseason belly.
But he was terrible, right? He's awful. He's this. He's that. Oh, my goodness. The Giants. Now Bellinger's up, bottom of the eighth inning. And, of course, this happens.
And a fly ball to right center field. It's well hit, and it is gone! A three-run home run for Bellinger. We've got a new game. It's tied at 5.
Charlie Steiner, AM 570 LA Sports with the call. Mookie Betts will drive in the game-winning run a couple of batters later with a double. The Dodgers win it 6-5. We'll have more on Betts in a couple of seconds, but just to – I don't want to jump ahead before I go back to just how bad Bellinger has been all year. And to suddenly I tell everybody, Bellinger stinks. He's not coming out of this. And he hasn't, right? He's been bad. He's not coming. But what about now? No. And so many people I know that are just saying the same thing to me. All the Dodger fans I know. Just wait. He's going to hit. Why? Because you think he's going to hit because it looks embarrassing if he doesn't? Oh, he's going to hit. Just watch. Just watch. Just watch. That ball hadn't landed in the right center field over the fence. And my phone is bzz, bzz, bzz. I told you so, you blankety blank. I told you. Postseason Bellinger. Playoff belly. Belly bomb. I'm going, oh, my God. This is a great moment for everybody that I've told. Look, Bellinger just stinks, okay? Just suck it up. But, you know, listen, this is one of those, how can you not be romantic about baseball? An MVP that has lost his job and was only playing because the Dodgers were riddled with injuries at the end of the year. Gets three and counting incredibly large hits in the postseason for the Dodgers, whether it's the play-in game, whether it's the play, I said, doesn't matter. Hey, here's Bellinger now with a three-run homer that potentially changes the arc of the NLCS. The guy had nothing going on. He was going into next season going, if Bellinger's not any good, that's the guy you got to move out and you got to put somebody else in that can get hits because we can't have another year of Bellinger being that awful. I know, 2 years removed from MVP. And look at Bellinger now. He is the playoff hero for the Dodgers. How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Absolutely amazing, right? From the welcome in from Vin Scully, right? Zooming in from his home. Time for Dodger baseball and everybody losing their mind. They did not have a sellout and obviously a late arriving crowd, right? Because everybody thought, it's a night game. And then they said, oh, crap, it's 2 p.m. start. So scrambling to get to the ball yard. They get the two-run home run from Seager to start things. And then with Charlie Morton, they let him off the hook. You had him on the ropes, you're punching him, and the ref's not stopping the fight. He's just letting you land body blows in the way of walks, and then you don't finish the job. And then, well, the bats go silent after that early good eye sequencing. And then you get to Cody Bellinger, and it's a ball that's up in the zone, right? He swung.
It was unhittable.
He swung from his heels. Like the first strike in the at-bat, swung from the heels. Like, all right, well, there's no question. This is not a, hey, let's hit safely kind of scenario for Cody Bellinger.
Well, that's clearly him. You watch him this postseason, yeah. It's every at bat. He's trying to get back.
Murder
4 months of not hitting with one swing. I mean, he's swinging for the fences every time he comes up because he's like, this is how I can make it. Working out a walk. No. I'm still going to try to do this. I mean, he's trying to do that, and still, he winds up hitting that pitch that I don't know how he hit it. I really don't. That pitch rose so late. It broke up so late. It's a pitch you swing through, and instead he hammers it. And I'm shaking my head saying, I don't know how you hit that pitch. I really don't. Jackson's got to be saying, you know what? You're the better man than me on that pitch. Because for you to be able to hit that, I don't know how you did, but you did. Especially with his long looping swing that's got the big hole in it. And he's able to get up that high and extend and get that bat out so fast. I mean, that's the most stunning part of that home run, was that it shouldn't have happened. Not on that pitch. Like, could I see Bellinger? Yeah. See him getting a nice low pitch, something, extending his arms, getting him out a little bit. Yeah, but that pitch right there, that's not a home run pitch. That's not a pitch you hit for a home run. And he hit it for a home run.
No, and that's one that I fully anticipated as it started to rise, like he's going to swing through it and it's going to be, the poison pens are out again. Instead, deep drive, and eventually we're sweating Jansen in the ninth. But I mean, you look at the box score, like if you're keeping score at home, it's one of those you need a second page because everybody plays, everybody wins. But Bellinger, 1-for-3, the 3 RBI. He did draw a walk, so that's something we've seen a couple of times. Because remember, he was terrible overall for the season, obviously. And then he was even worse in September. He hit 115. We did this, in the heroics against the Cardinals. He hit 115. And Taylor hit 105 for the month of September, yet they come up big in those moments. And now Bellinger, while it's not been fantastic, he's found his moments, right? Overall, there's still a lot of, wow, he's just swinging through stuff. He's not even close. But when he finds it, deep drive, and all of a sudden, we've got ourselves a brand new series. I mean, go back there. I think it was one point. There was a week, I think it was September, maybe late August, where he hit 4 home runs in a week, but I think he had 5 hits for the week, right? But so yeah. It's like, all right, he's at least hitting home runs, but what does this mean? Well, here we are in the postseason, and without him, we're talking, the fiddles are playing and everybody's hand-wringing, and, Dave Roberts is the worst guy in the world. Instead, now in the postgame, as soon as the game ended, I'm listening to our flagship AM 570 here, and it's like, it feels like the Dodgers have the lead, 1-2. I was like, wait,
it
what?
It certainly does. It certainly does.
But, like,
man,
just that momentum, the crowd, everything, yeah. It's just this moment of left for dead, and they went all Undertaker and came right back up off the mat. Bong. Uh-oh. It's the big man. It's the dead man. He's back.
And, you could even say, all right, but we have our ace going tomorrow. The Braves don't know who's going to pitch tomorrow. And the Dodgers are trotting out Urias, who hopefully is having a better game than he had in game 2 and coming in for that inning. But the Dodgers clearly, I always say, I subscribe to the theory of small ball in the playoffs, the next day starting pitcher, all of these things. And the Dodgers have that going on right now. But the other thing I want to get to, because this is going to get lost in Bellinger's heroics, and it should, because for Bellinger, I mean, look, the guy's an MVP. We didn't expect it, and it happened. But as I said, it was 2 batters later with a game still 5-5. Mookie Betts comes up, Chris Taylor on second, and then the game is untied.
Betts with a fly ball to right, and it drops in for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Taylor scores. Betts is at second base. The Dodgers with 4 in the 8th now lead the Braves 6-5.
Fly ball to right, it was. Charlie Steiner again on AM 570. I said this the other night, but it bears repeating because it the more time goes on, this is one of the most on the nail. Analysis that I think I've made in baseball in recent history is that, Mike Trout gets a lot of attention being the best player in the game and how good he is, all around. And there's a lot of good all-around players, a lot of great all-around players. But your legend is always made by succeeding in the postseason. You don't always have to be a guy that hits 40 home runs, knocks in 125 runs, and it's 330. Sometimes the all-around guy that plays incredibly good defense and bats the top of the lineup and is a 30, 80, 300 guy and comes through in the playoffs, there's your best all-around player in the game. And Mookie Betts has been that guy for 5 years now. Not only has he been incredible in the regular season, but when the playoffs come, that's Mookie time. And you see again today, he's 2-for-3 with 2 walks, drives in the game-winning run in the 8th inning. he's Derek Jeter. I mean, Derek Jeter, of course, playing for the Yankees, got all of the publicity. The Yankees went to the World Series all the time, and Jeter was his own icon, right? He was at his own energy around him. Mookie Betts is the same guy. Mookie Betts, there's times when I look at Mookie Betts and I think, this is the best player I've seen in I don't know how many years in Major League Baseball, because he's always going to make the right play and he's always going to come through in the clutch. And that's what I felt about Jeter, watching him in big moments in the playoffs. He's going to come up with the right play here. And sometimes the right play is, I got to make sure I hit behind the runner to get this run to get him over to third so we can win the game. Sometimes it's, I'm just going to get a dying quail that's going to bring a run in because I don't want to try to yank the ball over the fence. He always is going to make the right play. This is where I have to score on this single no matter where it is, because there's two outs and I got to be able to get around third. All these things, Jeter made the right play at the right time all the time, and I always was confident he was going to do that. I feel that way about Mookie Betts, that when there is a big moment, he's going to come through, whether it's a base hit, whether it's a base running play, whether it's a big throw from the outfield to keep a runner from scoring. Anytime, Mookie Betts is going to make those plays. And I look at him and I go, it's like watching Derek Jeter, because now he's about midway through his career with what you're going to see, and his resume is dotted with all kinds of great postseason moments already, and they're just continuing on for Mookie Betts. And I don't think we talk about him enough as being the best player, the best all-around player in Major League Baseball.
Well, and this is where people now will fire back, and I expected that. How about a Fresca at Swollen Dome? Wasn't he a cheater? It's like, well, it's part of that team. So, yeah, go ahead. Have your fun. But we watch him dominate. And even today, loses a ball in the sun, and he just flipped up his arms like, I got no idea. And it was just cool the way he did it. Plays it on the bounce, but just, I don't know. No panic, no whatever. But he's a guy that has come through in the clutch so many times. The arrival here in Los Angeles, you know, when we talk about the city of stars, And a guy that, you know, he's cool. I keep stumping for Tim Anderson of the White Sox, and Mookie Betts is right there with him. Guys that, you know, the rest of the sporting universe needs to pay a little more attention to. And certainly Mookie coming through again today. They'll have a chance tomorrow to add to that resume. You know, after the Red Sox and Astros play at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Trash scheduling, Major League Baseball. Sorry, I had to do that on the way out.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. It has been an incredible day so far, and it's really only half over because we got night one in the NBA. We'll get into the defending champion Bucks victory over the Nets, the new look Lakers at it against Golden State right now. Keep it right here. Everything you need and more on a big, big night in sports. And maybe a little bit of Beltran, but maybe not. That's coming up next. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, you are listening to Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
True.
Because, you know, there's such a thing called appointment radio, I want to tell you this. In 1 hour, we are going to speak with an absolute rock legend. Legend. Who's going to join us on the show. Not going to say who. If you follow on social media, on Twitter, both Mike and I tweeted out who it is. Just want to let you know.
And he's been promoting it as well.
He has been. Yes, he's excited to come on with us.
Yeah.
He's excited to come on. So again, 1 hour from now, we get it. And here's a hint. I'll give you one hint. We have actually talked to this person before on the show.
Came and on. Many times in person.
Yes, that's right.
I've petted his dog many, many, many times.
I sat in his chair, and I don't think I was supposed to.
Well, it was, that was a powerhouse chair. At one point, I asked how much it would cost to get one made, and I was told a number that was way too high from my meager budget. But in 2 to 3 years, baby, I'm coming for it. I'm saving for a chair like that.
So again, that's coming up an hour from now. But right now, we're going to get into night one in the NBA, and at Staples Center, Lakers lead the Warriors 14-12. Carmelo Anthony has not entered the game for the Lakers. It is LeBron and AD with six apiece to lead the way for Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Steph Curry has three, and TJ Andrew Wiggins, who took two shots to play in this game, has taken two shots this game so far.
Yeah, they just ran Steph Curry into the photographers. No call. Ball comes back the other way. But yeah, looking at the, you know, you get into the box score and you see just the Lakers' names. It's like, well, that's an amalgamation of kind of chaos, as it were.
Yeah.
Davis, James, Bazemore, Jordan, Westbrook, and then first off the bench, Carmelo Anthony, and then Sekou Doumbouya, who's had a very interesting last couple of weeks of trades and cuts and two-way contracts, all these other things, and then Howard, Rondo, Bradley, Monk, Reeves. I mean, that is an eclectic group. I can't wait to see if the experiment works. Meanwhile, for Golden State, a lot of expectations for the third-year man, Jordan Poole, to become another scoring option with Klay Thompson still out of the lineup.
So again, 14-12, Lakers with the lead. It is early in the first quarter, about 6 minutes left to go. LeBron has just hit a three, making a 17-12 lead for the Lakers. Oh, they're going to win the title now. Meanwhile, earlier tonight, look, a big doubleheader here to open things up for the NBA season. The Bucks kind of coast by the Nets, 127-104. The defending champs never really in trouble in this game. They got out to a 12-point lead in the first half, and they kind of got to the fourth quarter, and it never really was a time where the Nets made a run. The Nets, of course, playing without Kyrie Irving, get 32 from Kevin Durant, 20 from James Harden, not nearly enough. Giannis goes for 32, 14, and 7, and Bucks get, I think they got about 40 points off their bench tonight. So this was as was expected, right? Here's the defending champs. They're still really good, and they beat the Nets, who are missing one of their star players.
Yep.
I look at everybody who still was picking the Nets to win the title, despite the fact that Kyrie Irving's not there and certain things are crazy with the Nets. And we talk about Kyrie not playing, but yet when pundits want to pick the Nets, I'm saying, you really going to pick them? Look, I like the Nets without Kyrie over the long haul as they figure it out. Where, okay, it's KD, it's Harden, and then guys like Patty Mills are going to play big roles. Look, Patty Mills had 21 points tonight. So the Nets are going to figure it out. I'm not worried about them. They'll figure it out. But are they a championship team? I mean, you can't just continue to hope. Yes, Kyrie Irving's going to play. Just think about that. Because I know anybody who's picked the Nets thinks Kyrie Irving is going to play. Understand that when you pick the Nets to do anything, you are picking them thinking that Kyrie Irving is going to play. You're picking the Nets thinking that you know what Kyrie Irving is going to do. And that is a recipe for prognostication disaster. Because if you think you know what Kyrie's going to do, forget it. You don't. Nobody knows. I still don't know why he's not vaccinated. He never really said. He went on a rambling thing on Instagram saying, well, it's my choice. I'm not pro-vax. I'm not anti-vax. Why are you not getting it? I'm not. Okay, is there a reason? I don't want to go into it. Okay, I can't pick the Nets because I can't think that they're going to do anything. So to suddenly go, well, the Nets have the big stars on the team, right? KD and Harden, yeah, they're great players. But to think that all of a sudden the big three is going to do it because eventually Kyrie's going to play, come on, man. Kyrie may never play for the Nets again. They're at 13 games, and my whole 50-game prediction that they never would play more than 50 together is going to wind up being the prediction that I could have retired on, that I could have bought the Mets with if I went to Vegas with that. So, yeah, while I will like the Nets figuring it out a little bit more as time goes on, I can't pick them for anything. I can't believe people actually pick the Nets to do anything.
I think when you look at just the Eastern Conference, it becomes the Giannis and everybody got their ring last year. They've changed out their roster, so things are wide open, right? Not everybody's as bullish as you are on the Knicks, pal, as evidenced by the fact that the over-under is only 41.5 games for their win total. You know what I mean? So, like, I think there's something like that that needs to be factored therein. And so in the East, if you think it's just a 2-3-team race, right, you're taking Philadelphia and you discount them. Maybe you expect Boston to be ready. And I've seen some of the great pictures of, hey, look, I leaned out. And then I got drug tested. You know, those kind of funny little memes that players are making the rounds with over the last couple of days. But yeah, I think they're also channeling Meatloaf. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And that should be enough if they stay healthy and can play. Tonight, both Harden and Durant were minus 20 against the Bucks. And then Patty Mills off the bench had 21 of their 25 points. That's right. They scored 25 points off the bench combined. And they ran out 9 guys. Or 8 guys off the bench, I should say, had minutes. So, you know, we're sitting there and it's just, all right, we're being blown out and it's done. So, you know, over time, like, it's opening night, right? It's basically preseason since not everybody played heavy minutes in the preseason. And the Bucks, you know, knowing all the stats and everything that go on in ring ceremony games, and that was one hell of a ring, by the way. I don't know if you saw any videos of that and, you know, the 360 views of it. That's just ridiculous. Like wearing brass knuckles with a giant deer on the brass knuckles with a giant deer coming at you. That's all bejeweled.
It sounds like something from season one of True Detective. Oh, they found the ring with the deer on it. Oh my goodness, they're gonna find it.
Yeah, no, I looked at it. I showed it to my kids, and they both looked at me and go, "Damn." And then they started looking up what it was. Like, that's a lot of stones. Dad's like, yeah, it is. That is a big ring. And they go, well, remember, most basketball players are a lot taller than you, Dad. I'm like, thanks, guys. I appreciate your love and support and encouragement every day. But for the Bucks, yeah, they came out and wanted to make a statement that, you know, even though we've shuffled some of the players, that we could still go. And we've got a guy in Giannis Antetokounmpo who's not going to go away. 32-14 with 7 assists and plus 25 for the night. And waving, saying, all right, we got one. We're still hungry. And it's one of the things you have to respect about him, you know, and some will do the old, oh, it's all an act. It's like, all right, well, he's held to it thus far. And I can't wait to see what the run is here. That, and I mean, it is a fearsome looking deer. I mean, he's got no pupils, no nothing. It's like,
well, that's why it's fear
cold,
the deer.
Cold,
I mean,
cold,
you,
dead
they
eyes.
Can't give you a, they can't give you a nice fun deer to, oh, look at that deer. You think?
Well,
about
they used to have the fun deer that looked like he was at a holiday party in an ugly sweater spinning a ball. Yeah.
That's why the Arizona Cardinals went to the upset Cardinal. You can't just have, hey, it's why the Patriots went to the, hey, the mean lean Pat the Patriot, not the, hey, I'm hiking the ball between my legs, guys. Who wants the football? I mean, you got to go a little bit angrier.
Hey, don't disrespect the long snapper.
Hey, who wants the football? Hey, guys, I'm going to hike the football. Who wants it? Yeah, no, you can't win with that. Can't win.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ben Simmons suspended from the Sixers earlier today for, in Doc Rivers' words, refusing to sub in for a drill. This is 2 days now he's been at practice. The video of him virally yesterday looking miserable with a cell phone in his pocket practicing. And then today, things did not go well, so Doc Rivers threw him out of practice. They subsequently suspended him. They fined him $1.4 million now for the practices he has missed and everything going along with it. And Joel Embiid says he has no time for Ben Simmons and this drama anymore. Now, I just want to say this. I don't like to say I told you so. I really don't. But in the beginning, when this came out with Ben Simmons, anti-Sixers, and everything else, I said, this is unsolvable. He wants out, and you would be better off to move on because you can't bring him back and think things are going to get better. They were bad in the playoffs. You didn't trust him. You threw him under the bus when you were asked, Doc Rivers, hey, is Ben Simmons a championship caliber point guard? I don't know the answer to that question. That's when it was done. And the 76ers, this is when they needed to make that big boy decision and say, we have to trade Ben Simmons, right? This was unsolvable. But you know what? The Sixers got scared, and this became too big time for them, right? This is life sometimes. If you want to think you're a big contender in the NBA and you're one of those, hey, we're at the table with the Lakers and the Bucks and all these other great teams, hey, you know what? You got to act like a big boy franchise. And Philadelphia acts like a small-time team masquerading as a big boy franchise. The bright lights are too big on the court and off. This is why they don't win, right? The Sixers... This is a case of, hey, we built a team around these two guys, about Embiid and Simmons. And you know what? As time goes on, Embiid is playing great. He's a big voice. Simmons is not. But we're scared about trading Ben Simmons because he's a really good player. We may not get equal value back, and let's try to make it work. We got to get our star back. That's not how it works, man. That's how it works in the NBA. You want to be a big-time franchise, you got to make big decisions and divorce yourself from players when they're not good for you anymore. But the Sixers are afraid because they're acting like a small market team that says, well, if we let him go, we're not going to get another star back, and oh boy, that's going to be bad for us, and that's a bad optic. Now, sometimes just getting rid of a guy when it's not going to work, you have to do it. And I'm sorry you went around and didn't get the offer you wanted for Ben Simmons. That's because Ben Simmons is damaged goods, right? Because Ben Simmons hasn't improved, because Ben Simmons is not a playoff player. I'm sorry that the rest of the league has cable television and they can see at the end of playoff games, Ben Simmons is a guy that's content to just stand by the side and go, hey, I'm good. You guys finish up. I'm going to have a Gatorade. I'm sorry, but that's the reality. So no, you're not going to get what you think Ben Simmons' value is. You have to get the best you can and move on. Your best player, Joel Embiid, wants to move on from Ben Simmons, but still, no, we're afraid. We're afraid to make this move because if we do, it might not work, and oh, what's going to happen to us? This is how you think if you're in Sacramento, if you're in San Antonio, if you're in one of the smaller markets, if you're in Memphis, this is where it's, hey, we're really worried about losing a big star. It's how you think if you're in New Orleans with Zion, hey, we don't really want to lose a star. When you're a big city and you're a big boy franchise and you have a big player, you get the next star player to come play with Joel Embiid. It works that way. But you can't do it because that's not how we're thinking. And so the Sixers have no one to blame but themselves for this mess because they could have gotten out of it. They should have. They knew it was untenable, but they got afraid. They were afraid because they're acting like a small market team that we're lucky to have a star playing here. That's why the Sixers are in this mess.
See, I think the larger issue is that you thought you'd come around and recognize, hey, we've got a team that can win. Whatever the issues are with Doc, that potentially you could bridge those. But now that you've got Embiid basically just saying beat it, right? It's one thing if he's quiet about it and kind of cagey, but to this point, as the season begins, he's basically going scorched earth. And so now you've lost, right? You'd already lost most of your leverage as soon as Doc said what he did. And everybody that carried water for him, you know who you are out there in our collective media world. Bad job by you. That's all I can say. Is the man's he's a grown-ass man who's been around these NBA parts for a very, very long time. He knew exactly what he was saying when he answered that question after they lost and were eliminated from the playoffs last year and what it would do to trade value and certainly to morale around the squad and relationships. So now that that's untenable, at this point, you just have to hold your nose and take whatever the best offer is of teams that can actually figure it out. Yeah, and it's going to be one of those fantasy football trades where it's, here's four guys that are never play a minute for your squad. But you know what? The salaries have to match up. So here you go. So go figure out what that best fit is from out there. And look, there's plenty of players, you know, kind of taking the Russell Wilson route a little bit where you hear the whispers of malcontentedness. And all of that, that maybe you can go swing a deal there and fix the situation. But right now, you have a guy in Joel Embiid who's also looking at the organization with side eye. He may not like Ben Simmons, but I can't imagine if he was putting the list together of folks he's irked with that Doc Rivers and the rest of that front office are far behind. You know, it's a 1-1A if you're betting at the racetrack right now because it's put him in the prime of his career, right? It's as healthy as he can be, a guy who missed 2 years at the start of his career and still missed. This is a good chunk of games, that this is about as good an opportunity and window to win a title as you're going to have, and you have this mess entering a new season. Yeah, it is untenable, and now it's time to move on. I don't know if it's small market, but more hubris of the idea that you could fix this, that somehow there was a magical elixir that everybody could have a Men in Black flashy wand thingy and forget the ills of the last couple months. Instead, let me read this from Shams real quick off of his Twitter account from earlier today. Sources: Doc Rivers asked Ben Simmons to join a defensive drill today. Simmons refused. Rivers asked again. Simmons said no again. Rivers then told Simmons he should go home. And Simmons dropped the ball and left. Now, if I'm Simmons, I'm never leaving the gym. I'm going to be a pain in the ass if that's the tact I'm going to take. But I'm never leaving because I'm not giving them any excuse to say, you know, he walked out on the team. Like, no, he just didn't like you. And he stuck around and made it as uncomfortable as possible to try to force your hand. But walking out isn't going to help exacerbate things. It's just a bad headline. It just leaves everything sitting there. You know, the next time you walk back in the gym and are texting in the middle of a defensive drill.
Mm. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. That's all they had to do. We're a big boy franchise. Let's move on. Figure out our next move to build around Embiid. No. We're afraid. We're afraid what happens if we trade him. This is why you don't win. And this is why franchises don't win, because they're afraid to move on. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. That includes hiring, which can become a second job. And that's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Well, we'll have more NBA, more MLB on the way, but coming up next, you know, I always like to say, hey, how good does my prediction X look right now? Like my prediction of, hey, the Nets big three won't play more than 50 games together all total?
No, that was pretty good. The one when Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play another down for the Packers was good, too, though.
Well, that's the thing, is that sometimes I get a prediction that doesn't work out. So coming up next, we'll get back into one of my big predictions. And after a news story today, how bad that one is really looking. That's next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo!
Right now at Staples Center, Lakers lead the Warriors 38-34 early in the second quarter. Meanwhile, Boston and Houston still 2-1 Red Sox as the Astros bat in the top of the seventh inning. We'll keep you updated on all these games throughout the night tonight. But, you know, because I always say, hey, look, how good do I look now? How good does this prediction look after the news today? Because it does. It always happens for me. I also feel I need to, you know, once in a great while when I predict something that's not going well, I want to make sure to acknowledge that as well. Now, we're getting set for Thursday Night Football. It may or may not involve Baker Mayfield. His shoulder injury, he wants to play right now. His status is up in the air. It could be anything from Baker Mayfield's going to play Thursday for the Browns to Baker Mayfield is now out for the next 6 weeks. It could really be anything. And this is a Browns team that's lost their two top running backs, two of their starting offensive linemen. The Browns are in a little bit of trouble. And I want to go back and say, boy, my Browns hosting the AFC Championship game against the Patriots prediction really doesn't look good right now.
No.
It really doesn't.
I did try to talk you off the Patriots thing, even though I like the boldness of it.
It really doesn't. It just does not look good, and nothing looks good. And just think about this, right? If you're the Browns, right, let's say it doesn't happen, right, because here's Baker Mayfield, and look, a lot of it is injuries, and they've had a difficult early schedule, but the injuries is a tough thing, and no Baker Mayfield, oh my goodness. This is like the year for Cleveland's window to be open to achieve, because if they don't do it this year, suddenly it's, is Baker Mayfield really our guy in the long haul? Do we have to keep Odell Beckham? Do we have to move on from? Do we need a different kind of mix? Because clearly what's going on is not enough. Defensively, do we need to make changes? Because we're okay against bad teams. When we play a good team, our defense gets worked, and they've been getting worked all season. Our offense is not as dynamic as it was. Oh, man. I mean, there could be change upon change upon change for Cleveland. So as much as you want to think they're an ascending team, if they don't make it this year, if they wind up having a bad season, there's so many things you have to reevaluate with the Browns. It's insane, but that's where you are if you're Cleveland.
Well, you just see how quickly a window shuts, right? All the conversations about Baker's contract and now trying to figure out what's the long term on this shoulder. Is it something that's going to linger, become a problem? Your running backs, you know, suddenly the injury opens up. And, you know, we know in the NFL, generally your windows are short. But the question has remained, do you have your guy as your signal caller? Because without that, right, it wipes away a lot of your ills, right? Erases problems defensively. And obviously they've had a great offensive line and run game. Well, now those are the main component parts. They're injured, and your quarterback's not a guy, even in his healthiest, is a guy that you put the ball in his hands and say, go make big plays. Was he more efficient last year? Yes, and I'm not knocking it. Like, he played the role that he needed to. But if he needs to go be someone else, as in put the Superman cape on, I say that because Dwight Howard's shooting free throws as I'm making this point, that you have to be able to do that. And that's not him, right? We've got a lot of quarterbacks in this league that we're finding, and I say a lot because it's more than five now, guys that can go and do that. Baker Mayfield's not one of them. couple of times they've turned to him and had to start pushing the ball down the field. It hasn't been able to be done, right? You don't have Jarvis Landry. Odell Beckham Jr. and Mayfield don't seem to be on the same page. Finally, Njoku, you get a little from him, and Peoples-Jones might be something intriguing, but a lot of that was off on a Hail Mary. But, you know, you're looking at the squad going, all right, is that window already starting to shut? Because even with all that, those injuries in Baltimore to start things before we even kick things off, they're nice and ready to go. And they don't even have Ronnie Stanley. I was just reading the sad thing of him being back in the hospital and trying to, you know, get towards his rehab. So, you know, you're looking at a window that's shut, and all the positivity of Tyshirt's Cleveland squad starting to go out the window.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Oh, wait. Do we have time to get into how bad the Patriots are? Oh, no, we're out of time for that. Oh, we're out of time for the Patriots.
How
we're
convenient.
We're out of time. The shot came after the clock. The shot clock was out. I'm the ref putting his hands up. The shot clock was after. Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome coming up next. Back into a big NBA story, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.